Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
HBU is a university of Christian distinction because of wonderful people God sent in her history. And we celebrate Randy and Cindy Garbs today on Think About It. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Randy went to HBU in the 1970s, and he majored in chemistry and biology. Graduated in 1976 and later returned to get his MBA in 1983. And then in 1990, Randy and Cindy were married, and their connection with HBU continued, with Cindy serving as the HBU Vice President of Advancement. The Garbs love HBU and its mission, and they've set up a personal foundation with HBU as a beneficiary. I've heard a lot about you. All good. People talk
You're
about
kind.
Your enthusiasm and your vision. And so tell us, about then when you were serving here.
Well, it was a time for new ideas. They wanted to develop a performing arts theater space, but then there were a lot of other things that folded into that. So when I came on board at the invitation of the president of the university, Dr. Hodo, he told me the vision that he was hoping to realize, and we needed to raise quite a bit of money to realize that vision.
Imagine that.
Uh-huh. I know, shock. And honestly, because I love the arts, and we had such a fabulous department and visual arts, many wonderful people involved. And so I started by interviewing all of the professors as to what space they would love to see developed. And then we had working drawings, and we talked it up everywhere, and everyone really got on board and got excited. So that led us to calling on some wonderful people in the community, which is pretty evidenced now because their names are on the buildings. But we had a remarkable opportunity to have a Spirit of Excellence dinner that did not fit the model that was once established. Instead of the $30,000 chicken dinner, we decided to invite Margaret Thatcher for dinner. And then we built the sponsorships around that event. Sold out crowd. You could have heard a pin drop when Margaret Thatcher was speaking to the guests. And it really, obviously, I'm a little biased here, but I felt like it really spoke loudly from HBU.
Oh, yeah.
And we got the attention of the city. And
it stepped up our game quite a bit.
Yeah. So then the next year, you had to do better than you did the first year. And we weren't sure we could do any better because it was so wonderful, and the participation in it was wonderful. So next year just happened to be a year that we booked our presenter that spring and to speak the next October. And lo and behold, 9/11 hit our country, obviously, in September. We were due to have General Schwarzkopf.
Oh, my goodness.
Sold out.
Wow.
So.
It was incredible timing.
It was God's timing, totally.
And shortly after 9/11, and the insights that he gave that night were spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
But Cindy really stepped up, I think, to the plate and advanced the mission and the vision of the school in large measure just due to her creativity and all those wonderful people that surrounded her that helped.
Wonderful team. Everyone was so excited to, and I love that you use the word advance, because when I was hired as vice president of advancement, I went, what in the world is that? but it turned out that we, as a team, really the whole university got behind advancing what they were doing.
And unfortunately, about 4 years or so into her tenure here, she developed a horrible problem, health problem, called Lyme disease.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it took her down, so she had to resign her position here and spend the next few years fighting that.
Yeah.
But fortunately, thanks to God's grace and good medical care, she's right back where she needs to be.
Did you ever find out how you got Lyme disease?
Oh, that's a long story.
That's a long story. Yes, we probably figured it out, but believe me, unless you want to get on a medical program, you don't want to go there.
Yeah, I had a friend who got Lyme, and it was unbelievably debilitating. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, take us back. When was that era? So 9/11, 2001, when was Margaret Thatcher here? What year would that have been?
Well, it would have been
2000. The year before.
Margaret Thatcher and two blockbuster. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure that captured the attention of the city in a huge way.
It was amazing. It was amazing. I mean, people couldn't get over it. And that was one of the last presentation speeches that Mrs. Thatcher gave. She was winding down.
Right.
And so we were very blessed. I mean, the good Lord just set that up. And then who knew when I booked Schwarzkopf that spring that we would be hit so devastatingly. And he was a man who...
So 9/11 happened and the gala would have been what? A few weeks?
October, just a few weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
About 4 weeks later.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah,
I don't have to ask if the media covered it.
Well, I mean, we had our fair share.
Yeah,
yes,
I can really imagine. Uh-huh. Now, Randy, when you came here, why did you come here in the 1970s?
Well, I had graduated from Sharpstown High School, not far away, and made application here. But I was planning to go to Texas Tech. I was an only child and planning to... get away from home and be on my own, and that's about as far away and still stay in the state as I could get. So I was going to go to Texas Tech, and towards the end of my senior year, right, just a couple months before graduation, my father was killed in a bank robbery here in Houston. And
he was the president of the bank, not the robber.
Yeah, I always have to specify that. But it was a life-changing moment. I had to change my plans to, as an only child, I couldn't leave my mother unattended for in that, you know, hour of disaster. So I stayed home and reapplied, as it were, and went back to HBU and asked if I could accept an academic scholarship that they had previously offered. And they were very gracious and said, yes, of course you can. Mm-hmm. So I began in 72, my career at HBU, that's the way I came here, thinking at first that it would be some sort of a, you know, I was cursed to go to a local school, live at home, take care of my mother, and as it turned out, it was one of God's greatest blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to say in retrospect now it was a blessing, but I've known it was a blessing a long time, so... God works in mysterious ways.
And what was HBU like in the 70s?
Well, when I came here, it was HBC.
Yeah, Houston Baptist College.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. In fact, I still have my HBC beanie. But it was a small school, much like a small town. Everyone knew everyone else and knew their business. You couldn't even go out on a date on Friday night, come back in Monday morning, and everybody on campus knew everything that you did. So
the good old days.
You had to be good. And it was the good old days. All the professors knew you, and you knew all of them. Of course, even today, it still has that wonderful student-teacher ratio and that small-town feel, everybody is close. But that was something that was very special back then. There was a lot of activities on campus, a lot of organizations, and I got involved in as many as I could. Fraternity. I ran for cheerleader, got that a couple of years, and so it was just a great time. Not just a good education, but it was a fun time. I hate to use the phrase the good old days.
Yeah.
But my time here at HBU truly was, even in the face of that disaster in my life, it was still the good old days. So, and I owe it all to so many of the wonderful teachers, professors here in the school that came alongside me and kind of took me by the hand and made sure I got through.
One of those is celebrating.
That's right. One of those professors is still here celebrating her 50th anniversary at the school coming up real soon, Dr. Doris Warren.
Yes. And I learned today that they've named a scholarship in her name.
Yes.
Which is such a great
Well-deserved.
Well-deserved. I could tell you a story about Dr. Warren and a class that I took of hers, having a chemistry biology degree. Of course, I took Dr. Warren for a class or two. And had it not been for her personal intervention, I may still be enrolled here to this day.
Oh, I had a few teachers like that in my life.
We all.
Then you came back to do the MBA in 83.
I did. I had graduated with pre-med, an eye on pre-med. Dr. Fan was my pre-med advisor, a wonderful woman. And I just decided after a while that medical school was not what I wanted to do. I could do chemistry and biology. It came kind of naturally to me, but I didn't have a passion for it, and so I decided to do something else. I ran into a couple here on campus. I ran into a couple of friends, gentlemen that I had gone to high school with, and we started a male vocal trio, exactly like the Letterman. Now, the people who are seeing this video, I'm sure, will not remember the Letterman unless they're at least 60 or 65 years old. But it was a wonderful time of fellowship with these two guys who I was best friends with. And we traveled around the country as an opening act with a big orchestra for people like Bob Hope, Rich Little, and Jack Jones, and mostly comedian types. And we would do a 45-minute warm-up act, and then they would come out and make huge money and do a comedy act.
They gave you a hamburger for dinner.
That's right. I did that for about 4 years. Decided that show business was really not in my blood, and came back, and it was actually Dr. Billings, who was Ed Billings was the director of athletics here at the time, got me a job as a bench chemist for an oil field service company, and I went to work for Bayroid, which was an old oil field service company, eventually became NL Treating and then Exxon, and I don't know what happened to it. But I did that for about 7 or 8 years in the chemical business. So I did get to at least use my chemistry in another way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then as life progressed, there was one different avenue after another. I came back towards the end of that job with oil field services company, and I got my MBA. That company, as a matter of fact, who I'll always be grateful for, paid for my MBA. It was the executive night MBA program here.
Sure.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, all day on Saturdays for a couple of years. In that program, I met a fellow student. We became friends, study partners, and after that graduation, we went into business together in another industry entirely. Did that for about 8 years. 8 years seems to be my limit. I'm not sure what that's about. Then I went to work in a couple other industries eventually about 25 years ago, finding the career that I think I was meant to do. It was in the real estate investment business. And I've spent the last 25 years of my working life in in that business, and it has been great.
And it's awesome. The Garbs love HBU and its mission, and you've set up a personal foundation with HBU as a beneficiary.
Yes.
And we do want to mention, just before you explain why, is that you can remember HBU in your will, and you can not only give while you're living, but you can give as so many of us will be able to in an even bigger way when you go on to glory. And 281-649-3000, hbu.edu/giving, tells you all about that opportunity. Tell us why you did that.
Well, there comes a time in every couple's life when they have to decide what they're going to do with their estate when they're gone. You know, you realize that life doesn't last forever, at least here on this earth. And so Cindy and I sat down and we wrote out the charities, the mostly Christian organizations that we felt were organizations we'd want to support with our estate after we were gone, should we depart earlier than we expect. And we did. We decided very agreeably who we were going to support, and having orchestrated our estate documents and wills so that our sons and their families would receive some, and the remainder of the estate was left into a trust called the National Christian Foundation, mm-hmm. a wonderful organization. And then they are directed to divide up the rest of it as we have prescribed in advance by them. On the top of my list, on our list, was HBU, simply because of what it meant to me in my life at a very formative, very impactful time. It meant a lot. And I will tell you that in those years, between the 80s and Dr. Sloan's arrival, HBU seemed to be, at least at a distance from my perspective, slipping into anonymity. No one really knew about it or talked about it as they had in the early 70s when it was really blossoming into an incredible place. But when Dr. Sloan came on board, he lightened this place up. He lit it on fire and did things that I had been praying for this school for a long time. And under his leadership, we decided that this school had something to offer and to say. And the things that it can do for students from all over the world in terms of not just a great education, but in leading them to the Lord and exposing them to the gospel of Jesus Christ that they may not have otherwise encountered, was fantastic. So we decided to support that in every way that we could, because that's really what it's all about. And we wanted our estate in the end to go to those kinds of things.
Well, that's absolutely beautiful. And I mean, Cindy, having been the vice president of advancement, you know how important it is for the university to have couples to remember HBU in their foundation or in their giving, their estate giving.
Absolutely. Well, people of faith, you would expect that they would do good works and they would work hard for things that were faith-based while they're here. But when you take it that one step further and acknowledge it in your estate, then it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly. And HBU, through the advancement department that Cindy was VP of, and has personnel that will help you if you don't have a will, get a will. And if you have a will, to learn how to designate, and it has to be done in writing. It has to be done with the expertise of qualified people. For monies to be given to HBU. Now, the advantage of that is that this is a distinctive university where Jesus Christ is Lord. And you can't say that about every university in Texas, can you?
You cannot.
Or anywhere in California or New York.
That's exactly right.
And in fact, unfortunately, many of the Ivy League schools that everybody talks all about lost their Christian mission centuries ago.
Gosh. Mm-hmm.
HBU hasn't. And thank God to Dr. Sloan and the trustees for reinforcing that mission statement that Jesus Christ is Lord. I really believe that HBU is poised to become really the nation's foremost Christian university. And I say that because we're in one of the greatest cities in America.
Exactly.
And you all know that a lot better than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if any city should have the greatest university, Christian university in America, it should be Houston, Texas.
Absolutely.
I agree.
And it is moving that direction rapidly.
It is.
And it doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, and it's because, Randy, you and Cindy and others have been faithful and you've served here. I've said this so many times. I think of Don Lozier's book and all those anecdotes in the book of people in the early days that co-signed wills and loans and did everything. And I listened to the humorous stories of Mr. Morris, and they're all true.
They are true.
Oh, yes.
They are true.
They're true.
Stuart is a force.
He can give a lot of detail, but he's not embellishing. He's just telling the whole truth.
Yeah, indeed. Well, you both are a gift to Houston Baptist University, and I just want to tell you, on behalf of everybody here, such fond statements have been said about you both among our team.
You're very kind.
And we pray that that others will get the vision. And November the 1st, 2018, Chip Gaines of HGTV's Fixer Upper is going to be the gala. You and my wife. My wife has it on speed dial, reruns. I don't know what the deal is, but she watches it all the time. But Chip Gaines is the gala speaker at HBU, November 1, 2018. You can sponsor a table. And I hope and pray you'll go to hbu.edu/spirit of excellence. You can do it right online today because those tables are going to run out. It's going to be at the new Post Oak Hotel.
Yes, that's nice.
And and going to be a great year.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Are you all going to be there, no doubt, eh?
I'm sure we will.
I'm sure we will.
Before we sign off, tell me what you remember most vividly about Margaret Thatcher and what she said.
I'm going to have Randy. Now, let me set it up. Okay. We had the fireside chat idea with Ron Stone as the interviewer. And that went very well. And it was questions supposedly from the audience. Of course, I don't know if we stuffed the ballot box or what, but we did have some wonderful questions. And she was tiny, so she had to step up on a box to speak at the podium. And Ron read the question, and it had to do with who was your favorite head of state to work with, and Randy does his interpretation.
Well, no, it's easy to understand why they referred to her as the Iron Lady after she made her presentation. But the question was, of all the famous people that you have known in your career, in your life, Stalin, Churchill, and on, all the great world leaders that you've known, who was the most remarkable? And she did something that I'll never forget. She paused for about 3 seconds, struck this pose, and then instantly and deliberately said with great passion, Ronnie Reagan. And then she spent the next 20 minutes explaining how he was the most incredible man that she had known in her professional career and all the wonderful reasons why, many of which belie what you'd often hear on the press.
Like fake news. So she really targeted the fake news because everyone said he wasn't that bright. Well, indeed, he had done his homework. And she said every time they were in a meeting together, he had researched every single individual.
She commented that he always seemed to be about 6 steps ahead of everyone in the room. So that was the thing that was most remarkable, I think, about her whole presentation, because she ad-libbed for about 20 minutes
for that Q&A.
Wow. What a golden...
It was very
what
exciting.
What a golden moment.
Mm-hmm.
Randy and Cindy, thank you so much for being with us today.
You.
Thank you for all you've done for HBU.
Well, thank you for having us.
We appreciate being here.
That was a blessing.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.